what would it be that they'd turn? Faucet, I guess, and then turn that. But they'd have to make a hole in the barrel first, in the end of the barrel, usually, and they'd set it up on place. Now, my great-grandfather was a cooper. He made barrels.
Oh, I see. Mm-hmm. And he's the one who came then from, your great-grandfather would be from Switzerland.
No, that one was from Saxony, Germany.
Okay. And when you were trying to, you said you made, you had the cane and you made...
Hoe cake was what I was trying to think of a while ago, hoe cake maker.
Okay, what's the hoe cake then?
Well, it's made of cornbread and it's made on this, something like a griddle now, but
I
we
see.
Call them a hoe cake baker.
I see. I hope you are.
And we made stack cakes with, we'd make them on that too. Have them good and hot and then put them in the oven and molasses, make the cakes with molasses and stack them with dried fruit.
Mm.
Call them stack cakes.
Stack cakes. What did molasses come in if you sold it, say, or you bought it?
Well, you could have a can, lard can full, or you could have a lot of times they put them in glass jars.
Mm-hmm.
Our buckets. They'd sell you a bucket, they also had pint cups and quart cups.
Did you ever hear stand molasses?
Yes, I've heard of that. And then we use stand mostly with bees. If we had bees, how many stands would you have?
Oh, I see. Mm-hmm. And this thing that you used to pour in liquids into a small neck
funnel.
And if you wanted a horse to go a little bit faster, you'd crack
a whip and pick it up, get up.
And we were talking about
I rode a horse because I had a side saddle.
Did you?
Mm-hmm. No. The women all rode side saddles then.
I see. And we were talking earlier about flour sacks. Suppose you go to the store now and you buy your groceries, you bring them home in a...
Paper sack.
Uh-huh.
But then it was cloth.
And
good soft material. They made wonderful dish towels.
Mm-hmm. What, do you have any... You said meal sacks were bigger and heavier.
Yes.
What were they made out of?
Well, I mostly like when we bought bran for the cattle in white sacks, they were wonderful because they were thicker. You see, the salt sack wasn't quite as thick. Of course, the salt was thick too, and it didn't come through. But we'd use those sacks that we would buy bran in, feed for the cows, and they were made of heavier material.